Ever notice how your friend who just got promoted suddenly becomes more attractive to potential partners? Or why breakups hurt so viscerally, as if your entire world is collapsing? These aren't random quirks of human nature. They're the echoes of ancient survival mechanisms still running beneath our modern romantic lives. For millions of years, choosing the right partner meant the difference between children who thrived and genetic oblivion. Our brains evolved exquisitely sensitive detection systems for qualities that predicted reproductive success, and those systems still shape every swipe, every first date, every moment of attraction we experience today. The patterns are so consistent across cultures that a woman in Tokyo and a man in Brazil will share more similarities in what they find attractive than either might expect. Understanding these hidden forces doesn't diminish the magic of love. It reveals why that magic feels so powerful in the first place. Picture a woman 9 months pregnant on the ancestral savanna, unable to hunt, vulnerable to predators, dependent on others for survival. Unlike males who could father dozens of children with minimal investment, females faced enormous biological burdens: pregnancy, childbirth, years of nursing, and constant vigilance over helpless infants. This asymmetry shaped female psychology across millennia. Women evolved extraordinary choosiness because mating with an unreliable partner meant potential starvation or children dying from lack of protection. This isn't materialism, it's biological reality. Status serves as a universal proxy for resource access. Across 37 cultures, from communist China to secular Sweden, women consistently valued status and resources in potential mates more than men did. Women worldwide prefer men roughly 3.5 years older because age correlates with accumulated resources. Ambition matters tremendously because it predicts future resource acquisition. Women in every culture rated it as important or indispensable. Men face a fundamentally different challenge: identifying fertile partners. Since human females uniquely conceal ovulation, men evolve to find youth attractive. A woman's fertility peaks in her early 20s and declines steadily. Men across every culture prefer younger partners. Beauty standards worldwide converge on features signaling youth and health: clear skin, lustrous hair, white teeth, good muscle tone, and high energy. Men across cultures find waist-to-hip ratios between 0.67 and 0.80 most attractive, precisely the range indicating optimal fertility. The emphasis on fidelity reveals another male-specific concern: paternity certainty. Unlike females who always know their genetic offspring, males risk investing resources in another man's child. Modern men consistently rank faithfulness as the most important trait in long-term partners. When attractive strangers propositioned college students, 75% of men agreed to sex, while 0% of women did, a pattern consistent across cultures from liberal France to conservative Denmark. The explanation lies in ancestral costs. Casual sex carried minimal biological risk for men, but potential reproductive reward. For women, it risked 9 months of pregnancy, dangerous childbirth, and years of nursing without partner support. Natural selection eliminated women who engaged indiscriminately while rewarding opportunistic men. Male anatomy reveals this evolutionary history. Human testicles are moderately sized, larger than gorillas but smaller than chimpanzees, suggesting our ancestors pursued both long-term bonds and occasional short-term mating. When couples spend time apart, men produce nearly double the sperm count to displace potential rivals. Female orgasm functions as sperm retention. Women retain 70% of sperm when they orgasm versus 65% without. Women experience more frequent orgasms with affair partners and time extramarital sex to peak fertility, patterns suggesting female psychology also adapted for strategic infidelity. Men's desire for sexual variety, the Coolidge effect, appears across mammals. Males exhibit renewed sexual interest with novel females, documented in rats, bulls, and rams. Human males show similar patterns. Sexual frequency declines in marriages, while men consistently pursue variety. Male fantasies reflect this. Men fantasize twice as often as women, featuring strangers and multiple partners. Remarkably, 32% report imagining encounters with over 1,000 different partners. Women also benefit from short-term mating, though differently. they gain immediate resources, opportunities to evaluate potential partners, and access to superior genes from high-status men who might not commit. Some pursue a dual strategy, marrying a reliable provider while obtaining genes from more attractive men during affairs. Women not on hormonal contraceptives prefer masculine, symmetrical men specifically during their fertile window, precisely when conception is possible.
Success in mating requires signaling you'll deliver what others desire. This creates a co-evolutionary dance. Ancestral women valued status, so men evolved motivation to acquire and display it. Men valued youth and health, so women evolved strategies to appear youthful and healthy. Each sex's preferences shaped the other's psychology across generations. Men display resources through career mentions, expensive possessions, and picking up checks. They signal commitment through persistence, extensive time together, frequent communication, sustained courtship effort. Commitment is costly to fake, making it a reliable signal. Physical prowess remains attractive because it signaled ancestral protection capability. Modern men display strength about twice as often as women during courtship. These displays prove more effective for casual partners than long-term mates, suggesting women calibrate preferences based on relationship context. Women compete primarily through appearance enhancement. Makeup simulates health markers, rouge for rosy cheeks, lipstick for full lips, while covering blemishes and enhancing hair activate men's evolved beauty standards. For committed relationships, women's most effective tactic is signaling faithfulness, remaining sexually exclusive, avoiding other men, showing devotion, addressing men's paternity certainty concerns. In casual contexts, explicit sexual availability works best. Direct eye contact, seductive looks, physical touching, body highlighting movements. Humor deserves special attention. Jeffrey Miller's fitness signaling hypothesis suggests humor evolved as a costly signal of genetic quality, metabolically expensive to produce, and therefore honest. People with better verbal intelligence, creativity, and cognitive processing generate humor more easily, making it a reliable indicator of mental fitness.
Keeping a mate rivals finding one. Relationship dissolution brings devastating costs. Broken bonds, lost resources, dangerous step-parents, wasted effort, and missed opportunities. Mate poaching threatens constantly. 60% of men and 53% of women attempt to lure committed partners, with nearly half succeeding. Jealousy evolved as our primary infidelity defense. Both sexes feel it equally, but different triggers activate it. Men show greater distress to sexual infidelity. Women respond more strongly to emotional betrayal, a cross-cultural pattern. Men's heart rates and muscle tension spike imagining sexual infidelity. Women show stronger responses to emotional betrayal. Brain scans reveal men activate regions for sexuality and aggression. Women activate areas for mind reading and inferring intentions. The reason? Men face paternity uncertainty. Sexual infidelity could trick them into raising another's child. Women face different threats. Emotional infidelity signals diverted resources to rivals' children, jeopardizing her offspring's survival. Effective retention means fulfilling initial desires. Men succeed through love and kindness, women's top values. When benefits fail, people inflict costs, emotional manipulation, and submission tactics, used 25% more by men. Public possession signals work, introducing as spouse, holding hands, giving jewelry. The darkest tactics involve violence. Men attack rivals physically, creating reputations deterring poachers. Male sexual jealousy escalates to homicide, the most frequent cause of violence against wives worldwide.
Relationship dissolution is evolutionarily universal. 40% of Hmong marriages end in divorce. Aceh adults average 11 marriages by age 40, and 85% of Americans experience at least one committed relationship breakup. Throughout history, mates died from warfare, hunting accidents, childbirth, or disease. Those oblivious to declining mate value or better opportunities faced reproductive disadvantages. Infidelity tops divorce causes across cultures, appearing in 88 of 160 societies studied. A stark gender difference exists. 54 societies sanction divorce exclusively for a wife's adultery, while just 2 do so only for a husband's. This persists despite men being more unfaithful, 50% versus 26%. 3 factors explain this: men's greater power, women's evolved tendency to forgive sexual infidelity unless resources are diverted, and women's higher divorce costs with children. Infertility ranks second, appearing in 75 societies. 39% of divorces occur in childless marriages versus 3% with 4 or more children. Resource provision failures also trigger dissolution. Women earning more than husbands have 50% higher divorce rates. Cruelty ranks among the most frequent causes, cited in 54 societies. Common ejection tactics include straightforward communication about seeing others, sexual infidelity, judged most effective though dangerous, and strategic resource withdrawal. Men stop giving gifts, women refuse sex. We now possess both the knowledge to understand our evolved mating psychology and the tools to transcend its limitations. Our strategies are flexible and context-dependent, adapting to individual and social circumstances. Understanding jealousy's evolutionary function provides leverage for creating healthier relationships rather than dooming us to irrational possessiveness. Men and women share far more psychological adaptations than differences, both valuing intelligence, kindness, and dependability. Gender differences exist primarily where the sexes faced different adaptive problems historically. Women dislike being valued primarily for youth and beauty, while men dislike being treated as success objects. Significant variation exists within each sex, and cultural diversity creates different mating patterns across societies. A fundamental reality shapes all mating markets. Highly desirable people are rare. Most people must accept partners lacking some desired qualities. The search for perfection often blinds us to genuine compatibility. Today, we face circumstances our ancestors never encountered: reliable contraception, online dating, gender equality, extended lifespans, and freedom to remain single. We control mating consequences in unprecedented ways, yet confront modern situations with ancient psychological strategies. As the first species capable of controlling our destiny, we can honor our evolved desires while choosing which to express and which to transcend. The wisdom isn't in denying our nature, it's in understanding it deeply enough to make conscious choices about who we want to become.